Hallelujah! We love you, Lord! Why don't we all stand up and say, we love you, Lord! Oh, we love you, Lord! Again, we love you, Lord! Amen. Well, while you're standing, say, hallelujah! Hallelujah! Amen. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord! Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, we've enjoyed seeing one particular thing in this conference. What is it? The Lord's coming. That means the Lord is coming. Praise the Lord. So, we've seen that He is coming. We've seen there's a need to be ready. And we've seen some practical fellowship that we need to fill our vessels for His coming. So, tonight, or this morning, this morning, we're just speaking a little bit on some practical ways to be filled in spirit. If you look, we're on page 14. You have the verses from Ephesians 5, 19 through 20. I would add for this morning's verse 18. It says, do not be drunk with wine, but be drunk in spirit. Well, really be filled in spirit, right? So, if you want to fill your vessels, you need to be filled in spirit.
Amen.
Amen. I just wanted to give you a little bit of a secret about your spirit. It's your spirit.
Amen.
That means we can be filled in spirit at any time, but it is an exercise. So praise the Lord, Jesse. We are going to keep exercising.
Amen.
Amen. I've been enjoying I've been getting into this throughout the week, and I have learned, actually, for quite a while, that the enemy doesn't like our being filled, right? So he will do one thing in the morning, and his one thing is to stop you from opening your mouth. Because as soon as you open your mouth with praises, thanksgiving, singing, you get filled. And you know what? He gets cut to pieces. Let's read, how about brothers, let's read 2 Chronicles 20, 21, and 22.
And when he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed them to sing to Jehovah, and give thanks in holy array.
Amen.
As they went out before the army, and said,
give thanks to Jehovah, for his loving kindness endures forever. And when they began to shout in song and to praise, Jehovah set ambushes for the children of Ammon, Moab, Mount Seir, who were coming out against Judah. And they were struck. Amen. One more time, that last phrase. And they were struck. Amen. So in the morning, you have Ammon here. You have Moab. You know, don't call your roommate Moab. But you have these enemies coming at you, trying to keep your mouth closed. In the reading, I love it. It says, sometimes you may feel that something is trying to run you over, you know? But the encouraging thing, and Falon, we were fellowshipping about this morning. This portion in 2 Chronicles, at this time, Israel was at one of its weakest points. They hardly had any way to fight. And so all they could do was beseech the Lord. Lord, what do we do? And the Lord says, you got to go out and sing praises to Jehovah.
Amen.
So there's an encouragement and a secret in this reading. One of the lines here in the third paragraph says, prayers may not enable us to overcome every time, but praise does not fail even once. So there are times at which your spirit feels so weighed down. You say, Lord, get me out of my situation. Lord, my situation. Oh, Lord, my roommate. Oh, Lord, my family. Oh, Lord. And you're just fighting and fighting and fighting. That's the best time to start to praise the Lord.
Amen.
Because praising the Lord is based on facts. You know, there's one fact. Christ is victor.
Amen.
He is.
Amen.
I love that song, the verse we put to song, I am the living bread, because the first two words are, I am.
Amen.
God's word is, God's name, Jehovah, means I am.
Amen.
That means He is, we are not, Satan is not, your enemies are all, they're all false. only God is.
Amen.
And so that gives us right and reason to praise him at any time.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Amen. So I wanted to read just a little portion. Hopefully you can read it. It's in your reading. This reading from the day is from a little booklet called Praising. I still remember the first time I read that book. I was sitting on my front steps in Westwood. I had just moved to UCLA. I had just gotten engaged. And boy, did I need to learn how to overcome by praising. There were a lot of emotional things. You know, there's a big change in life. You know, you move off to college. But that's why I appreciate this. Praising does not fail, ever, you know, because God is. Down at the bottom of page 14, it says, "But there are also times when prayer does not work. Nothing seems to be able to deliver them until they praise."
Amen.
You need to offer up the sacrifice of praise.
Amen.
This means that you need to consider praise a sacrifice and offer it up to God. This is based on Hebrews 13:15. It's at the top of the sheet. When you put yourself in such an overcoming position, you immediately transcend everything.
Amen.
And no problem will be able to bury you.
Amen.
Sometimes you may feel that something is trying to run you over, but as soon as you praise, you will come out of your depression.
Amen.
And this is my condition every morning when I roll out of bed. Something's trying to run me over. Oh, Lord, you know, your sheets are trying to run you over. Yeah, sometimes you're so weak that all it takes is a blanket, you know, and you're flattened, you know. What do? One of my favorite verses is in Psalm, I believe it's 149. It says, "Let the high praises of God be in their throats and a sword in their hand upon their beds." It's interesting. I don't know why the psalmist wrote that, but praise the Lord. You know, there's an appropriate place to praise, and that's in their beds, you know, and hopefully you don't remain there. Hopefully you're here. Amen. So anyways, I just wanted to give you some encouragement. Some of us are a little bit more on the subjective side. You're very much, what's my condition, Lord? Lord, you know, you get up in the morning, you want to spend time with the Lord, this and that. And there is a need to have a very personal relationship with the Lord. There is, you know, many things in our being need to be touched, need to be flushed out. But you know what? The best way is just to sing to the Lord. You get the water flowing. Singing and praising will not fail you. I've just experienced this many times in the morning. Even the other morning, it was after the evening message on the statuses of the Lord in his coming. I just appreciated just telling the Lord, "Lord, you're the morning star."
Amen.
Praise the morning star.
Amen.
You know, the Lord just loves to hear these things in the morning, and he fills us in our being and encourages us to go on with him. So,
amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Falon will continue.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can you guys hear me? My name is Falon Mala. I am from Newington, Connecticut, and we drove all day and all night to get here. Actually, we stayed somewhere in Ohio, so it wasn't really all day, all night. But we love being here. I love being here. I love seeing all these faces. So it's what? Is it the sixth day of the training? Seventh day. So during your... the sixth day. So during this time, we went through a lot of steps, right? We give you a lot of help, how to touch the Lord in the morning. And if you see, in page 14, it says, "Another item in your hand for your victory is praising."
Amen.
So, and I want to touch a little on that verse that Ray just touched there. We realize the children of Israel, it was kind of a lose-lose situation for them. On one side, you have the enemy that is so strong. And on them, they were so weak. Who goes to a war when they're weak? You see, they're in a lose-lose situation. Does that feel like you sometimes in the morning? You think the enemy sleeps when you sleep? You think when you get up, he gets up the same time as you, goes, "Oh, yeah, it's time for me to attack Falon now." He's been waiting. We get up weak. We're just like children of Israel. But what can we do? We need to, as they say, and when they began. Underline that, when they began. You know what that means? It says, also you can say, at that very moment. Wow, at that very moment, what? when they shout and sing songs and praises to Jehovah. So you get revived the moment you open your mouth, as Ray says. The moment you give praises. The moment you sing. Not the moment when you're still in yourself. Right? And I love this praising. Take down some verses here. This helps a lot. Psalm 22:3. It says, Israel, right? I mean, Jehovah was enthroned upon the praises of Israel. Wow. Psalm 55:17. It says, David said he prayed three times. But in Psalm 119:164, he prays seven times. Do not let David beat you in praises. Seven times is nothing. You can praise the Lord 100 times this morning. This is so valuable, praising, right? And also praising, we need to realize when you offer praises, in Hebrews 13:15, it's a sacrifice. Sacrifice means you're suffering some kind of loss, right? Our praises to Jehovah, we have to suffer some kind of loss. And the biggest loss, in my experience, is myself. I don't want to let go of myself in the morning. You know, I want to keep these things. How can I praise the Lord? Lord, don't you understand what happened to me yesterday? Do you see what that brother did? How could I say praise the Lord for what that brother did to me? You know, and same thing, right, with sisters. Oh, sisters really catty sometimes with each other. You know, you start to praise the Lord, then the sister walks by. You open your eye for that half second. Oh, Lord, that sister. Lord, Lord, save that sister. How can you praise at that time? You know? But nine more time, you know, I love to really enjoy the Lord. Especially this week, it's about enjoyment. This week, when I touch the Lord, I'm like this, you know. Oh, Lord, this is great. You're just dancing. You're in a Disney cartoon or something. Everything's great this morning. But some days, you still get that without that outwardness to see. You see what I mean? You come and you praise the Lord and you get such a sense of peace, right? And you're sitting there inside, you're like, oh, yes, this is it. Lord, I am so one with you right now. This is what praising is all about. Praising when you get out of yourself. Write that down. Praising is when you get out of yourself and only look to the Lord. Amen. Right? Because how can you praise? The Lord says, all things work together for good to those who love him, to those who are according to his purpose. Are you according to his purpose? Yes. That's right. Then you should praise him for everything. Right? So we need to realize, I like this, it says, we do not know what's going on right now as we praise the Lord, right? You say, Lord, why did I get sick that day? Why did I do this? Lord, why did this happen to me? Why did that happen to me? But you know, this day, this age is the age of mystery. We don't know how the Lord is doing things. But our goal is to just praise him for these things. Amen. Praise him that you are broke. Amen. Praise him that you can't find a job still. Amen. Amen. Praise him that you haven't even finished your homework. Don't praise him for that. But you understand what I'm saying? Your praises is what the Lord wants. You think he wants you to always sit there, just be so down every day? Lord, I'm so pitiful today. I'm so pitiful. The Lord says, why are you looking at yourself? You are pitiful. Of course you're pitiful. You're supposed to look at me. Right? This is what I'm here for. I'm here so you can, first you believe. And then you praise. And then you know what? When you praise, you get victory. Amen. Praises are for victory. Amen. Wow. When you pray, you're still in your mess, right? Your situation this morning. You're still here. You know, you're thinking about things, worrying about this. So you're praying about it. You're praying about it. But after a while, once you're done with it, you need to get to praising. Amen. No more in your mess. You're above everything. You're saying, yes, Lord, forget about those things. You are Jehovah. Amen. You are the one on the throne. Amen. I am nothing. Everything you do is because of you. Oh, thank you, Lord, for who you are. And more importantly, thank you that you are. You guys understand the difference? You praise him. He's God. He's Jehovah. He's the Son of Man. He's the Son of God. He's my Savior. He's my physician. He's a new wine. He's a new wineskin. He's all these things. But more importantly, you just praise him that he is. Hallelujah. There's a God. You ever give that praises to the Lord? Wow, Lord, there's a God. Why am I sad? I'm sad for what? There's a God. Praise you. There's a God out there. Praise you. You made everything. That is what the Lord wants to hear. You know how much he loves that when he gets praises from his children? He doesn't want to see you down in the morning. He wants you to start off in the right way. Right? When you touch the Lord in this way, you are on, as they say, cloud nine. I don't know what that means, but they use that term. Right? But you're in the third heavens. Believe me, oh my goodness, there's many times where I say there's nothing left to pray for. You ever get that? It's 6 days. I pray for everything, Lord. I'm just going to walk around a little bit for 15 minutes to go by. I pray for it. But have you praised him? You got to praise him. Praising is it's not just a little bit of feeling. You have to believe it. That's the big thing. Believe your praises. Do you believe God is sovereign? Do you believe he's arranging all things? You just need a little bit. And as that little bit goes, your faith increases in your praises. Then you really believe, yes, Lord, I believe there's a reason my car crashed. That's a real story, believe me. You know, can you praise that? Can you praise, a brother said when he was moving, his whole truck caught on fire. As he was moving, the U-Haul truck. He got out and he said he was praising on the side of the road that his truck caught on fire. I would be crying if that was me. But do you see what the praises does? Let's see my time here. Okay, I'm still okay. So now when we praise, right, we need to realize another thing is that praising overcomes our spiritual attacks. That's a big thing that I learned. We need to realize when you praise, Satan has no ground. He has no ground in you this morning. Believe me, no ground in you. He wants to tell you this. He wants to tell you not just bad things. He wants to tell you all the good things that you need to worry about. Oh, what about this person? You know, maybe you should call this person right now. Right? You ever get that? Your mom tells you, you should call this person right now. Oh, this bill is due. You got to go pay that bill right away. Those are the good things he used to attack you. And then the bad thing, he says, how could you touch the Lord when you didn't even apologize to your brother? How could you do this? How could you do that? Those are spiritual attacks. Don't let the enemy win. Brothers and sisters, do not let him win. If you don't start off the morning the right way, your rest of your day will not go well. Believe me. This has been proven many, many times. The morning time is so critical. Just like breakfast is always important, right? The most important meal. I used to never eat breakfast. Never. And then I got married. My wife says, you have to eat breakfast. You have to. You know what I realized? When I eat breakfast, I get more energy. I don't know. I never used to eat it. It's the same thing. When I actually touch the Lord, when I praise the Lord, I actually get something. I get more than being in myself. You know, the whole goal of morning revival is to touch God. Amen. That's it. When you touch God, you have achieved your goal. That time is a communication. There's the Lord, and then there's you. It's not just one way, one way, one way, one way. I was with the Lord for half an hour. I got nothing because you know why? Because you sat there complaining to the Lord for a half hour. We need to be those just praising for who he is. And I want to touch one more thing that we have on the next day, because the brothers will be talking on something else tomorrow, is setting a time. We need to realize quickly, like, you need to set this time every day. Put in your heart to set this time. Do not pass this time of touching the Lord in the morning. But don't start in a big way. Don't say, I'm going to spend an hour today. And every day I'm going to spend an hour. You probably will fail. You need to set a practical amount of time every morning. Put this in your heart. Think about it. This whole week, right? You took time to spend time with the Lord. Every day here. I want to write something real quick. This is the last thing. This is the big burden. This is my email. I want everybody to write this down. When I'm gone, I want you guys to email me every week. I want 100 something emails telling me you're still having morning time. This is going to encourage me a lot. And I want you to email, even if you didn't have morning time, say, Flan, I'm sorry, I didn't have morning time. I say, that'll encourage me. Say, don't worry. I'm here with you, standing with you. But please, you guys don't realize, if I get an email for every one of you, I'm going to have morning time. If you have morning time, I'm going to have morning time. So please, take this time out to have time with the Lord every morning. And I want to let it take time during the day also to praise the Lord. 5 minutes in your car. 5 minutes. Just little things here and there. So really, praise the Lord. Get out of yourself and give the adequate time to praise the Lord. Amen.